The umbrella name Era Alaska brought together Hägglunds Aviation, Era Aviation, and Frontier Flying Service 5 years ago. That's history now. As KYUK's Ben Matheson reports, the new year brings a new name for the combined flying service.
Era Alaska is no more. It's now Raven Alaska. That is R-A-V-N. You leave out the E. CEO Bob Hadukovich says the name fits what the company is setting out to do.
The Raven, really covers the whole state of Alaska. It's prolific, it's strong, it's smart, it's efficient, all the things we want to be. So in that regard, it was kind of like the perfect mascot, for lack of a better term.
The name change has been in the works for several months. When Era came together back in 2009, there was a company for helicopters and one for the airlines. Last January, the independent Era Helicopters went public and began to advertise nationally.
So the confusion between the two names kind of came to a discussion point where it just made sense to try to change our name, because we had really become a lot more than what Era was originally and the history of Era.
The State Department of Transportation must approve the registration, then Era can do business as Raven Alaska. There will be a new logo of a raven in flight. Passengers will see those on the aircraft tails over the next 12 months. Raven is the name to remember, but the companies that make up the Raven family still retain some identity, at least on paper. Era Aviation's corporate name is now Corvus Airlines. That's actually Latin for Raven. And Frontier Flying Service and Hägglunds Aviation are now flying as Raven Connect. That's supposed to reflect the nature of smaller commuter aircraft trips. The change comes as many are still struggling with the aftermath of the fatal crash of a Cessna 208 outside St. Mary's. Hadukovich says the name change is unrelated.
That hit us close to home with us. It was a very personal event for a lot of our company, and we don't want to diminish the trauma of that and the anxiety. It's from that timing standpoint, it's just awkward. But we've been planning this for the last 8 months, certainly.
People can contact the airline at its usual phone numbers and at flyraven.com. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.